Hey, fella. It's just me and you here. No one else. Welcome to the podcast show that we do here. And I don't know, when I say we, it's just me. I'm gonna do some voices now.
Hey. Hey, how you doing?
Are you gonna say your name and stuff?
Why should I say my name? I'm you.
Oh my God. Drop the bit, just do the fucking intro.
Hi, I'm Campbell. I'm an alcoholic. I play Patriot.
We can't do the fucking AA bit every time.
Oh, can we not?
Tamara. I think we can.
Hi, Campbell.
Okay, be use your fucking speaking voice, not indoor voice, please. Outside voice for you.
I'm Tamara.
Is that as loud as you get? I've seen you get louder.
You were louder earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm put on the spot. I'm nervous.
Okay, well, we do this every fucking week.
Can you give me a break? I have my eyes taken.
That's true.
Okay, Coraline.
Dude, they were replaced with buttons. It was fucking crazy.
Sweet
Um,
Coraline.
Jordan.
Jordan, also Keith.
All right, Duke.
Duke. I play Saren.
Eric?
Eric!
Thank you.
Who do you
I got
play?
me.
Okay. Okay, would you like to say who you played then?
I play Dolly P. I'm Samaya still.
Thank God.
Just in case
You
you were
changed.
confused about that.
And I was about to be really scared. We can't have two people changing here.
She did have her eyes taken though, so those aren't the same.
True. What does that mean?
Because they were
No
taken.
more
They were
eyes,
taken.
Eric.
It means they were taken. What do you think it means?
I missed out last.
It's supposed to go until tomorrow.
They're gonna do work.
I'm gonna figure it out.
Look, if I were you, I'd just call it.
I could call off today, but I won't do it tomorrow too.
Hello, little friend.
All right.
Hey.
Um,
Hey, my friends.
all right. Hold on one second.
Why is your back paws cold and your front paws are around?
All right. His front paws are on your fucking legs.
No, they were like on my arm. Were...
Okay. How is this sounding? Is it good?
Not
okay. Can you still hear Campbell?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Audibly? Or like.
That's good enough.
Bars.
No, he's good.
He doesn't need to be that audible.
We don't like him. I'm just gonna hold the mic and then pass it to whoever's talking. I think that's a better. Yeah.
How are you gonna do that?
Like
By
this?
Holding it and passing it.
But like, I'm in Texas.
True, you have to pass it all the way.
Save.
I can't pass it to Texas, fuck.
They have no idea where I'm at.
No, they're in Texas for sure.
Right, Texas. It's where we are.
That's the tagline for the state when you enter it. Texas. It's where we are.
Not near the star.
I wish you were as loud as Campbell. He's good at it being. He's good.
What the fuck was that?
Get out of here. Sorry. I'm sorry, buddy. I have me on me, but you keep clawing.
What is going on?
Sticking me in the stomach, dude.
I'm gonna do a. So I have to do a headphone transplant.
Closer.
All right. So today, Samara, you're gonna be the gong. You have to be really loud,
no,
like for real.
It's not gonna be
if
me.
If you're not screaming, you're not real.
Please, please.
I can't. I don't know how to do it.
Gong.
You just say gong.
Gong.
No. Raise your octave even a little bit.
Gong.
Okay. That's you raised your octave. I meant your decibels.
You said octave.
All right, Campbell.
Gong.
Wow, Samar, I didn't know you could sound make that sound.
Hey, fuck you. It's your plagiarism.
All right. So today, You guys were left off at the barrel, I believe. The red barrel.
Red Baron.
Red Baron, the Bucket Baron's barrel. Fuck you.
No more
alliteration curse. It's worn off after last episode. So Dolly Pete, you have been... I'm going to say this is like a... Are we going to do a jump cut? Like a week?
I don't know. It's up to you guys.
I think we're going to do it. I think we're going to do a bit of a...
Continue?
I like traveling.
I
like traveling too, so I think maybe we shouldn't be at the barrel anymore. Where do we find ourselves, do you think?
Probably...
Your DM.
Yeah, you have to choose.
I understand that, but you know, player involvement's good.
We do need to involve.
I know what's happening next, you guys don't. I just want to...
Probably near the outer edges of town, maybe.
Or do I feel like that's a lie?
I feel like we're going to get stepped on by a dog.
Oh, whoa, okay. No, I know what's going to happen next. I want you guys to choose where it happens.
I'd say the outskirts of town.
Sure, the out-town scattered.
I think so.
I'm trying to be in character.
Okay, so on the outskirts of town is kind of... what is... The wall is made of, like, the big... Not the Legos, but, like, the big... Like, the big mega blocks.
Lincoln logs.
No, those are little guys.
Mega blocks are what I'm pretty sure they're called. No, that's a different brand of Lego.
Like Duplo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like old
Legos that are like pretty, like big fucking brick sized.
Okay, like just like big building blocks.
Big building blocks made, but they're like, yeah,
yeah,
you know
what you're talking about, like the ones they used to have as kids that weren't real Legos.
Yeah, they're not real Legos.
No.
So you guys,
nothing is real anymore.
They come
you
with
guys
your
are
Lego box.
They come free with your Xbox.
I don't have the building blocks.
Okay. So you guys are there, and I'm assuming you're... Dolly has decided that she would like to leave the toy box, and I assume you are fulfilling your end of the bargain and trying to help her along out.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, bud.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't understand what situation we're in. Are we walking and talking?
Okay, so you are now walking through. You've finished walking through the forest, Patriot. You're a bit stubbed up with some shrubbery. You got some thorns in you.
I was gonna say, could I just
and
be, like having
by your side is I don't know. I'll let you describe.
He's like a little. He's just like a little panther guy. He's a steel defender for those listening. And he's just a little robotic panther dude, somewhat inspired by G1 Ravage.
The Transformer. The dog from the Transformers. He's a puma. It's a dog. In my fucking D&D game, it's a dog.
What's his name, then?
Chris.
Scrappy.
No.
Oh!
Not Scrappy, I refuse.
Scrappy's good, though.
No, he reminds me of Scrappy.
I love no,
Scrappy.
We have
Scrappy
audio.
Was the name of one of my dogs.
We can't do it.
We
Eric cry.
No, we have listener engagement now.
And they want Scrappy?
They want Scrappy.
Why do they
want Scrappy?
Too?
Eric.
God, I'm actually gonna cry.
Eric wants it? Yeah, no, see, it'll make Eric cry. No.
Eric, is
and
it a good cry?
Yeah, it's a good cry.
So
okay,
it's a reference, obviously.
It's a reference to Eric's dog Scrappy. So
should have named Chris.
We'll have opportunities later. So you have Scrappy by your side. You finished walking through the forest. Oh, true. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like a sombrero? You going full Western?
Yeah. Western.
All right. He's got a poncho and a cowboy hat.
Oh,
like he can
with the stuff.
Yeah.
Too,
yeah, yeah. You go full McCree.
Full like
the man with no name, Clint Eastwood's character.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood's character. Yeah.
His name is the man with no name.
Really?
Yes.
Watch it.
Wow. I didn't expect us to get on a fucking Clint Eastwood gag on our first 5 minutes of Cowboy. We do need a full Cowboy campaign, I think.
Yes.
There has been a Cowboy in every campaign that I've done so far.
It's mostly been me.
And it's mostly been Eric.
Let's say, should I have swapped out my gun for like a repeater now?
No, fuck you. All
right. Hell, Daniel had revolvers.
Both actions were still around at that point. So
you have your long rifle, yeah.
Like old. Well, that was like the end of the last of both
actions. Yeah. So. All right, what is this? Oh, it's a little guy.
It's a walker from this.
So, we are. You've made your way to the wall. Dolly, how do you plan about going up this here wall?
Am I the only one going up the wall?
I assume they're trying to help you escape, but do you want to are you guys wanting to leave too? Saren, I know you like exploring.
I need to stay. You guys,
I just follow wherever Saren goes, you know.
Keep right.
Saren like sold me on the idea of the outside world.
Okay.
Well, first and foremost, before you guys get to leave, or at least we're gonna have to come back and do it, you guys need to help fulfill my end of the bargain.
Which was?
Crack house and going back and becoming...
Oh, true, busting the crack house.
And becoming chief of...
Doing crack, okay.
I don't think you busting the crack den will make you instantly the chief of all police again.
I probably won't even go back to being the law at this point if that's not...
Right.
I'm probably not gonna go back to the law. I'm probably gonna go full bounty hunter.
Oh, true, like an independent consultant.
Yeah,
okay.
Cool. Not like Private Eye, but Bounty Hunter, I think, would be the better thing.
Right. So, we are now, I don't know why I said we, I'm not here. You guys are now, what the fuck are you doing?
Me?
Look at him. Sorry, for the listeners, there's a cat squeezing his little face through like a 1-inch gap. It's honestly really impressive how cats can turn into liquid like that.
Luck.
Duke, are you smiling or are you just... Are you showing expression on your face?
No.
Duke's showing emotion? Oh my god.
It was strange.
Do I not show emotion?
Okay, back on top.
Not
back
your voice top. A lot of the time.
You're very monotone.
But so is Jordan.
Okay, but Jordan's not really human. You know?
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
I don't know if I brought this up in the last episode, but I'm in the 85th percentile for Neanderthal genes.
You did say that last episode. I remember this. So you are now... Okay. Jesus Christ, for the fifth fucking time. Okay, you are... You want to speak up?
No.
Okay. You're at the wall. Dolly wants to leave, Saren wants to leave, Keith wants to leave, and also Gummy, because Gummy goes where Saren goes. And vice versa. You're the only one being a little hesitant here, bud.
I'm the only one that knows, like, the fucking... I'm the only one that knows the patrols and stuff, too, so I'm probably...
Have you ever left the toy box before?
Is it illegal to leave the toy box?
I've probably been...
I don't think it's illegal.
I don't think it's Night City.
Yeah, the same way leaving your own like country isn't really. North Korea.
I think probably it was more like a scouting mission with the government, with the either the police department or the military, whichever I was a part of.
Yeah, well, I think it's the same thing.
It's the same thing in this world.
We're
in the military state, so
yeah,
not in
a
bad way.
This is the toy box is a fascist dictatorship.
It's a fascist. What's the word?
Republic?
Kingdom.
Kingdom, yeah.
It's a kingdom. It's a military state. Yeah. So I've probably been out on scouting missions, but I probably also, probably in my early days, worked the wall.
Okay. Too. Yeah. So you are now leaving the toy box, and how are you going to get down from the wall?
The Night's Watch.
Because getting up the wall is an entirely different animal.
How big is the wall?
The wall is about like ten dollies high.
And
how tall is one dolly?
Like 10 stories, though, in terms of like
right.
height, because it's a big, it's a toy box.
It's yeah, it is it's big. It is big,
and we are all rather small.
Right.
Okay. Shoot, I don't know.
Saren's pretty tall for a toy.
Do you think I would know of any way through it?
Saren, can you fly?
Yeah.
You are a fairy.
You should carry us over one by one.
I can't. I'm not that strong. I have a 9 in strength.
You could roll for it.
I could do. I have spider climb.
Okay, so that's two of you figured out.
Hold on.
I think I'm a monkey.
I think
Gummy. Okay, Gummy. Also, Gummy can just roll up it.
Yeah, Gummy, how sticky are you?
What's your stickiness on a scale of 1 to sticky?
It depends on the day, honestly. Right now, I'm feeling kind of sad. I'm feeling kind of sad right now, so I'm not super sticky.
Oh no! Why is Gummy sad?
I don't know. He just feels like it.
It's one of those days.
It's just
one of those days.
It's just where you don't want to wake up.
Yeah. Shoot. I guess I'm walking around. I don't know. Dolly can't climb. She doesn't have any climbing.
So literally, everybody has the ability to lie or to leave, except
I can count as one size larger while determining my carrying capacity for weight I can push, drag, or lift. Could I carry her? Like, while
I guess
climbing,
so.
Use a backpack?
Full on, like,
yeah.
Full on King Kong and Pharaoh style.
Alright, you have a dolly pack now. You have scaled the wall. You are now all up on top of the wall. And you are looking out at this vast, open wilderness known as the bedroom. You see this indescribably gargantuan structure in the near distance. You've heard it referred to as a bed. And next to that, an even larger structure called the desk.
We don't know where they come from. We don't know where they come from, but they are great.
They are ginormous. Giniminosaurus.
Giniminosaurus.
Gigantopithecus.
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 Shut the fuck up.
But it's a fun word to say.
It is a fun word.
Right now you look like I did in that one picture.
Yeah. You're very white, Duke.
With the light shining on you.
Yeah, I understand, Campbell.
I like white guys.
I don't. They can't jump.
All right, on with the gate. So we've climbed to the top. Are we trying to like avoid the patrols right now?
Yeah, which you have done. It's night, by the way. Which means the lights in the room are off. The bedroom that you're in right now.
We're in a barracks.
You're in a bedroom. A bedroom. Like a kid, like a kid's bedroom.
Oh,
like a giant room.
A giant.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Is there a person on the bed?
Yes.
There is a.
We must avoid them at all cost. We cannot attract his attention, or we'll all end up back inside and probably in worse shape than we are.
So, are they gods to you guys? Are people gods to the toys?
To most people, probably. Saren deals with these people on a daily basis.
Right. Saren, I assume, is the only one that doesn't, or at least knows their nature.
Yeah.
Gummy has memories of being chewed up, so he's kind of terrified.
Oh, Gummy's like traumatized. I like that.
Hey, man.
Shut the fuck up.
I would say that, like, in barrel monkey culture, humans are, like, known to be very, like, powerful, but they're not really seen as, like, deities.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. They're like... Giant isn't even the right word, because giant would only be, like, a couple feet taller than you. These things are... They're, like, walking...
Continents,
basically. They're fucking huge.
Yeah.
But I would imagine there have been tales of going vast distances by hitching rides on them, because they can go... to you, thousands of miles in seconds.
I feel like that would kill people.
I don't think so.
Not really.
Because I don't think you guys are affected by, like, G-forces and stuff.
Well,
we don't know all those intricate organs.
I'm establishing... I want to establish this gameplay-wise right now. There is no fall damage, because you cannot reach terminal velocity as a toy. Gummy could go splat, but that's different.
He would just...
Yeah, Gummy would just, like...
reform himself.
He would slurp back up.
He would slurp back up.
you go splat and then spurt back up.
So I feel like the scale is just not computing in my head. How tall am I? Like,
oh god, I don't know how to put this.
You're a few inches.
Like about this big, I'd say.
You're about this big.
Okay.
Like a Polly Pocket is. So it must be bigger than a Polly Pocket.
A little bit.
Probably Saren's a bit. Yeah, I think Saren's probably a bit bigger than a decent amount.
I feel like
than
I'm the biggest person here.
Yeah, I think you'd be like
the. Yeah, you are the biggest here.
Probably second.
We established that you had human teeth, like, as around your waist, like, as an accessory.
Yeah, those are not that much.
They're baby teeth.
Yeah, they're baby teeth, right, because you get the ones that fall out.
So probably not.
Yeah.
Too big, but still
not, yeah.
Maybe, like, two Polly Pockets?
I don't know.
Big?
Probably about.
Yeah.
I think he'd probably be about that big.
About that big, yeah.
about that big, we probably mean about what?
About how big is that tree?
Yeah, about the length between.
Yeah,
like
how big is the tree?
About as big as an iPhone 11.
No.
Okay.
Great measurement.
Yeah. What? Good job. Listen,
yeah,
you guys have seen
or an iPhone 11 Max.
You guys have seen Tinkerbell. Just look at her.
A bit bigger than Tinkerbell, probably though. If it's a tooth fairy, what do you think?
No, fuck you. Just Google Tinkerbell. That's the sky.
Okay, so I thought I had the sizes, and then you said as big as Tinkerbell, who was like this big.
Yeah.
No, Tinker. Okay, she's smaller than fucking Tinkerbell. God damn you guys. She's 6 inches tall. Saren is 6 inches tall.
Okay.
Can we say that?
Okay.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Same right, as Tinkerbell. Sorry.
Is Tinkerbell 6 inches tall?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've made it onto the edge of the wall.
Okay. You are now standing on the edge of the wall. What are you doing to get down? I mean, I imagine it's the same way you got up, but where are you going? Dolly, it's your plan. You're the one that wanted to leave.
Yeah, but everyone else wanted to leave as well. I just was kind of...
I feel like I am the most experienced one here in regards to this sort of scenario.
My life. What do I know?
So, Saren, you've...
What are you saying, dude?
I mean, I've been through this area before.
Yeah.
To get here.
But also, you can fly, so...
I can fly.
Yeah.
So, where... Saren, do you want to be the guide? Do you want to pick where they're going? Because they just want to go on an adventure, right, I assume?
Is that what we're doing?
At least for Dolly. That's what Dolly wants.
Alright. What's an adventurous place?
I'd probably try to just be keeping us from, like, patrol paths and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And whatever, like, other things we've marked throughout our time of exploring this area.
So, keep in mind, it is nighttime, and the human is asleep in the bed.
It's how long?
One of the safer times, but not the absolute safest.
Yeah.
Is the door open?
The door is cracked open, yes.
So how there is... Alright, give me a check here. Does this person have pets? This is a Campbell question to the DM, because...
Would they know pets? Because they are toys, so they exist.
Yeah, the person does have a pet.
Like what?
The person has a...
I'm sure we've seen it. I'm sure because I'm sure as a collective, the kingdom or the kingdom's military have seen the pet before, so we know.
So the pet is kind of on friendly terms with you guys. It lets you hitch rides for it.
Is it a dog or a cat?
It's a cat. It's a big, fluffy, white cat.
Okay, so he is probably... It's still probably fickle, though, about
something
like that. He is probably still one to be mostly avoided.
So you have a deal where if you feed him, he will let you ride him.
Otherwise, just try and stay out of his way,
right,
and then just move along. If you don't bother him, he won't bother you. But if you try to screw with him and don't have something for him,
right,
he'll mess you up.
Right.
Murder.
No.
How long would it... Does it take for us, where we are at, to get to the door?
To get to the door, it would be in-universe, like, an hour of traversal. Because you're not that far from it, this way, Bugs.
Time passes no matter the same.
And then outside of the door, is it just a hallway?
Yes. I'm going to say you were on the second floor. Okay. Dracula, please.
Just, he wants to be a part of the podcast so bad.
Okay. So Dracula is a cat in the real human world. Not the podcast one. Our the real one.
All right. No, I already described this book, so right? What's outside of the door? I wasn't listening. So
outside of the door is like a banister, like for cuz you're on the second floor, and then to the left of that is the staircase down.
Let's get to the stairs.
The military has explored.
The military does not leave the room.
We try not to.
Yeah.
I'm sure there have been expeditions out.
Right,
but
yeah.
Most of the time,
the patrols.
If anyone came back.
The patrols only stay in the room. Like.
I'm sure we've sent one or two explorer groups out, but like I said, very few, if any, came back.
Yeah.
So we've just kind of, like, sanctioned off that. So I'm probably very apprehensive about us doing this and, like, saying, yeah, we should not leave the room. If we can. I know it's fun. I know we're trying to have an adventure, but seriously, not many people have... We've had 5 at the most probably come back from these, and that's in total of all the groups we've sent out.
Well, that's okay. My goal's not to come back.
That's fair. How do you know they died? Maybe they just liked it so much out there.
It's just an assumption sort of thing. It's not... It's a new world. It's dangerous. We
right.
don't know it.
Yeah. You're like Columbus, pretty much, if you think about it.
Hopefully without the native killing. I don't think we could kill the native larger than
us. Let's head on to the door. Let's go to the door.
Our adventure.
Is this travel? Do we roll travel? Or is there nothing?
Yes, you can roll.
Okay.
So, right now, you're walking through the big shag carpet, and that's sort of my area here.
I rolled an 84.
Jesus Christ. Okay, hold on. I gotta roll my encounter table.
Cross your fingers, everybody.
I want to fight something. Saren doesn't, but I want to fight something.
It's an 84?
Yeah.
I don't know if I
did. You wouldn't know if you didn't.
No.
Yeah, you were there. Yeah.
Hold on. Sorry.
Do.
Shut up. Shut up now.
Okay.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. No, I like this one.
If something says once per turn, and you have a reaction. Does that count toward your reaction?
So,
what do you mean by that? Like, if it's once per turn, you can't use it for your action and then your reaction.
Okay.
I would like it to be darker.
It has to come back to your turn to use it again, like sneak attack.
Okay.
Okay. All right. This is much better for the mood setting here. So as you are, it is completely dark, by the way, and you guys are using like sort of a captured firefly, I guess. Yeah. What would you guys be using as light?
Fire. Bowl.
A match.
Do I have that?
Yes, light. No, I don't have it.
Prestidigitation.
No, we'd probably be using matches. We'd probably break them. We'd probably be like those matchbook matches that are the thin black ones.
Prestidigitation.
So you guys have matches, like broken matches. Which in universe would be a match. Thank you. And you, oh god, I'm excited for this. You are creeping your way through this giant unruly shag carpet, diving over and under different threads, and you hear laughter faintly, all like to the left of you, and then in front of you, and then behind you. What do you do?
I have any idea what this could be?
You've heard tales of the carpet sprites.
Oh
god.
All right, everybody, this is probably not great, but, so, there are things called
carpet sprites. What would I know about carpet sprites, Gavin?
You know to stay away from them. They're very mischievous. They aren't necessarily evil, but
chaotic.
They're very chaotic in nature, and they will try to hinder you in some way.
Have I been trained in, like, would we have been, like, given instructions on how to avoid them?
That is the instruction, is to avoid them. So
any way you can?
Yes, pretty much. So you...
I probably immediately start with, douse the torch!
Yeah, no. Big G.
Yeah, me.
G Dilla.
Mm-hmm.
How does catapult work?
How does catapult work? Is that a spell?
Catapult gummy.
Choose one object weighing 1 to 5 pounds within range that isn't being worn or carried. That flies in a in a straight line up to 90 feet.
So 5 pounds would be absolutely fucking ginormous to you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say one gummy. However much gummy weighs, that's how much.
All right, one gummy.
Shit.
I'm going to catapult gummy at people now.
Yes!
No, this is a bad idea.
I just feel like you should, though.
It damages gummy, too, I know.
I think it's just self-defense at this point.
They have not even attacked us.
They're giggling at us. That's menacing. They,
it's the torch, damn it.
You hear the laughter getting closer and closer. Do you douse the torch, Dolly?
Do I have the torch?
Yeah. You're next to Saren. You two are leading the party.
How dark is it?
It is.
Like, is it like
there's a nightlight in the distance, and that's like your guys' moon, I guess.
So you know the forest in
you
the
can
Hobbit.
Have the little like things on.
Is it that dark?
No.
Okay, so we can see each other.
You can see your hand in front of your face.
Okay. Sure. You know what? Just to keep the peace, I'll douse the torch.
All right.
Everyone, be real quiet now. Get low if you can.
So you guys are now ducking low into the threads of this disgustingly big shag carpet, and you hear the laughter closer and closer all around you, and you feel something missing from your carrying bag, Keith.
Okay. Did one of you take something?
No.
No.
Okay, I'll have to check then. And then Keith is going to pull out his bag and just make sure he has everything.
So, as you're looking through your inventory, you see that, one moment, because I am completely retarded.
One of your 26 pocket watches is gone.
Oh. No! No!
Oh my god.
Wrong guy.
I don't think it's wrong. I think it's so right.
Wrong woman, actually.
You see that your great axe, your rope, your tinderbox, and your bedroll are all gone.
Oh shit, that's like half of my stuff.
I just have, like, holding my gun at the ready, just, like, waiting, because I knew this might happen.
So, in the darkness, you blink. You blink for just a split second, and you see that your, the bayonet at the end of your musket is gone. Like, you open your eyes, it's gone.
It's not a musket, but yeah.
Okay, well, the bayonet at the end of it is gone.
How in the hell have they
What done? About me?
So, Saren...
like half of my backpack.
Saren, you...
Sorry.
I don't think Saren carries anything on her.
Saren, you blink, and the teeth that you were carrying. All gone.
I fucking knew it. I'm gonna kill these bitches.
Ignite the torch.
I'm gonna say that at this point, Keith takes his arms out of the, like, barrel monkey position, and, like, gets them into, like, fisticuffs position.
So, it is then that you notice that Dolly's not missing anything, so... You're starting to get a little suspicious.
I cast Fairy Fire.
Me?
No, I just cast the spell Fairy Fire.
Tell me what Fairy Fire does.
Each object within a 20-foot cube within range is outlined in a color of my choice. Any creature in the area when the spell is cast, if they fail a dex save, is outlined if they fail a dex save.
Okay. I might have to use one of your guys' characters to roll, because we don't have physical dice out right now.
I can get them.
And I can... No, it's too late. Keith, I'm rolling on yours on your character.
Okay.
What did I have to pass?
Dex.
Yes, what number?
13.
I got a 15.
Okay.
For you guys can attest to this. I'm going to roll again actually, cuz I feel like there's quite a few of them.
You know, I'm pretty sure you can do group rolling if you want to.
Yeah, but I don't want to just have a generalized number. Okay, so the second group got a 4. So you can see 3 small things outlined, but the weird part is the outline isn't a fixed shape like it would be one of you guys. It's sort of like forming and changing.
Damn it. That, I was right. It's sprites.
So then you then notice that,
there's readying his gummy blast.
So you then notice the fifth member of your group, Tiger speaks up, and Tiger says, "Oh, guys, some of my stuff is missing too."
What? Shut up, Tiger.
Tiger.
What?
Why would you shoot your friend Tiger?
I don't know who that. Can I roll to see if I know who Tiger is?
No, you know Tiger. He's your best bud.
You don't know Tiger?
Do I have any bad memories with Tiger, Gavin?
hold on.
Shut the fuck up.
Hold on. No. Hold on. And then Tiger says to you, Dolly, "Oh, why isn't any of your stuff taken? Wait, guys, I think Dolly might be doing something."
Okay, you're being a little mischievous.
Wait, do we have to make any rolls?
I've talked to Dolly like 3 times, and she's lied to me every time. She's the most trustworthy person.
True.
Anybody.
And then the sixth member of your group, Michael, he speaks up and he says, "Guys, I think
Morbius.
What's that sticking out of Dolly's bag? Is that Keith? Is that your axe?"
Can I see what Scrappy thinks of these two?
Scrappy is he's like darting his head around crazy. He's looking all around you guys, trying to look in the dark.
I want you to take a look at Tiger there and tell. I want him to get a feel for Tiger and see how he reacts to him.
So he starts going to sniff Tiger, and then he kind of growls a little bit, and then he starts panting, and then Tiger pets him.
Okay, hold on.
So Keith
usually growl at people.
He can at first, like when he meets new people, he's sort of jumpy. He's a jumpier guy.
He's been with us since we left.
Mm-hmm.
He would have met Tiger beforehand, right?
Correct.
You weren't so with us.
Okay. So Keith, you notice the great axe sticking out of Dolly's bag.
Do I notice the axe sticking out of my bag?
You do.
You can have it. I honestly prefer these. They both deal 1d8s.
And then you notice the bedroll sticking out of Saren's bag.
So I'm not the only thief.
I have a bag. I didn't even know I had a bag.
Where did you get that? That's a really nice bag.
Thank you. I don't
have my bedroll bag.
No.
And then the eighth member of your party speaks up and he says, "Guys, I really don't trust that fairy type."
Whoa. Really? What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that, huh? What do you mean by that?
And then he says, "Wait, guys, think of it. How long have we really known this patriot guy?"
Can I tell them to leave us alone? Like, just go away. They're
part of your party. They've like been them. Here since the start. You know them.
You don't like them.
I don't think that's true.
No, you know them. They help break you out of your parents' mansion.
I feel like there's something.
Are we supposed to roll?
So you guys, everybody, roll a intelligence saving throw.
Oh fuck! Wait, saving throw.
Saving throw.
Oh wait, nat 20.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. It was a check, but it's the same modifier.
14.
6.
Doesn't pass.
8. 0.
What Scrappy did?
That's a stretch. That's a stretch, no.
Zero is a stretch?
I don't know.
Knowing my own dog is a stretch.
Okay. Dolly and...
You would know that your dog is, like, freaking out, but you would think that it's, like, unwarranted because you know this guy.
Yeah. You know him, right? Like, you've known him since the start. So, Dolly and Saren, with nat 20s, you all are perfectly fine, but you're starting to doubt the members of your group. You're starting to doubt everybody, Saren, everybody but Gummy for you, because you know Gummy, like 100% sure. Everybody else that fails, your heads start hurting, and then you're like, how I can't trust the barrel monkeys, you know, they're known for their mischief. Dolly, we don't know her, like, you guys just met her. What if, you know?
What if she lies to us?
I don't have a head, so my head can't hurt.
So you guys, well, you have a consciousness because you have telekinesis.
You have
so
a headache in all of your gum.
Yeah.
Oh!
The folds, the wrinkles of your gum.
My wrinkly gum. How could you do this to me?
Bum.
But yeah, you're just starting to doubt everything and everyone in the group.
Who's doubting who?
Everybody is doubting everybody.
No, I got a good role.
Right, and you are like, you're the ones doubting.
We are doubting?
Yes.
Me and Saren?
Yes. Everybody that failed, their heads start hurting, take 2 points of damage. Everybody that failed that.
What?
Oh, okay.
So, Saren, what are... You passed.
You don't have to take
it. I know, I'm looking at them.
So, you're starting to question, like, hold on, did we leave with this many people? Like, what's going on?
Huh. What am I supposed to say?
Yeah, since I'm so
excited,
you're playing my bagpipes.
I'm gonna destroy those bagpipes.
No, you can, but Dolly will break them.
Can I cast Dispel Magic?
Yeah.
Choose one creature, object, or magical effect within range.
Okay. What are you casting it? What are you casting it on?
The magical effect, if I...
Right, but it says you're casting it on a person or object, right?
Or magical effect.
Okay. What are you choosing to dispel? I'm assuming you get one of the eight schools to dispel, right?
No. It just says magical effect to any of them. Okay. All of them.
Every single one, all at once.
So, when you cast this spell...
If third level or lower.
Okay, you are... I don't know how this is going to play out. What are you doing?
Just, I don't know, do this on these fucking random ass guys.
What are you doing? What are you trying
Looking
to do?
Looking at them, trying to figure out what their deal is.
Are you rolling a check? What check are you rolling?
Okay. I'm just going to just sit back. Intuition?
Insight?
It's one of these, though.
Right. So, when you cast Dispel Magic, what happens is, Tiger, he starts, like, violently shaking, and then, Michael and the other one that I said his name, that one.
Yeah.
They start, oh, it's the imposter! I told you guys!
Imposter?
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! Guys, there's a fake! Look, get him!
Who's he pointing at?
The rolling, gross, flailing husk on the floor right now.
Can that I was previously him?
Tiger. No, oh my Christ.
Can I just shoot him so he doesn't have to look at himself for
him? In actuality, I would like to fairy... Not that one. Not that one either. Sacred Flame.
Okay.
It.
Tell me how. Okay, tell me what this does.
Flame-like radiance. Since this, I have lunar magic, so I guess the flames will be white-ish.
Yeah.
Hits them. It's a. If I see them, it's that one.
Okay. So
they have to do a dex save.
It's radiant damage, right?
Yes. They have to do a dex save, but they're also prone.
Okay. So it is radiant damage, right?
Yes.
Okay. So immediately this thing starts like burning. Like chunks of it are turning to ash and floating away like the Avengers.
10 damage.
And yeah. So it is now standing up. And it is going to use one of its arms and try and slapbox you guys. So everybody roll initiative.
I roll bad initiative usually. Oh my god.
11.
Bad. Bad. All bad.
11?
It's my
14. Gotcha. All
right. New roll. I got an 8. Bad.
8. G. So, who? Alright, so then, so far.
Where's your initiative?
It's on the first page.
How roll initiative? Plus 3. There it is. Nope. There you go.
It's just your dex modifier.
5.
Alright. So Dolly has a 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I have to get to go first.
Wait, what did you roll, Gavin?
I got a 5. An 8. I got an 8.
An 8.
So how would you say I'm, like, what is my thought process at the moment?
You knew something was wrong, and seeing this creature that betrayed your memory and tried to sneak itself into your group, you were feeling vindicated. You knew something was wrong.
Okay, so ignore what I just accidentally rolled. I guess I'm probably...
We use an owl there?
No.
I guess I'll firebolt him.
Okay.
So, it has been Sacred Flamed, and now a Firebolt. Obviously hits.
8 damage.
Alright.
And now it's Scrappy's turn.
Just so you know, Campbell is, like, super fucking quiet.
Sorry. Is this better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so plus, okay, I'm just gonna roll a flat d20 for him, and then he gets a plus, does 15 hit?
Yes.
Okay, so then, what is it? What's the damage on him? Is it 1d8? That's good. Where's the d8? There's a d8, right? That's a d8. 6 damage.
Alright, more and more, actually no, because it's radiant damage, never mind. He's a little bloodied up now. Whose turn next?
Eric.
Eldritch Blast! I mean, Gummy Blast!
Alright, you're gonna Gummy Blast him, what'd you roll?
Oh, he's gonna get gummied, okay. Ooh, I got a 24.
Hit. That hits.
And my damage is 9.
Okay. He's looking a little worse for wear at the moment.
And wait, I forgot, because I get 2 beams of Eldritch Blast. I roll again. Uh-oh. 12 to hit.
Alright, no, doesn't hit.
Shit. Okay.
Alright, so you fire off and you singe off a bit of the carpet.
Is he still prone?
Yes.
No, you said he stood up and shadowboxed at us.
Oh, true, oh, yeah.
Right. Now it is Jordan term.
Alright. So, I'm gonna rage, and then I'm gonna punch this guy.
Damn. Didn't you fucking kill, like, 9 dudes with your hands earlier?
Yeah.
Alright.
Oh, shit. Does a 13 hit?
Nope.
Alright, I'm gonna try again. I assume a 25 hits.
No. Yes, it does. Damn, these rolls are crazy today.
Alright, and 7 damage.
Alright.
Hold on, I got more stuff to do. Because he hasn't made an attack yet, I get racial bonus. 8. So, that's 8 15 bonus. Damage.
Alright, he collapses to the ground, bloody, and appearing to... Like, he twitches every once in a while, but he's not moving. No. So, this thing is dead. The thing that has betrayed your group. So, Michael and other guy, I forget what I fucking named him. Chris. It's Chris now. Mm-hmm. So, Michael and Chris, they're like, what the fuck was that? What the fuck? What's happening?
Do I suspect either of these people?
Are you...
Checks on all of them, or was it just him that you did that?
Well, all of your attention was then diverted to him once he started, like, you know, spazzing out and not being a person. So, these two guys, Michael and Chris, they're twins, you know them. They're two little Lego guys, actually. So they're pretty small compared to the rest of you. But you know them. They've been here since the start.
Come on. But they know? Yep. Have they been here for so long?
Yeah.
Chris? If that is your real name.
Yeah, that's my name.
How'd we meet again? Just curious.
You were at that bar, remember? And then you lied and said that it wasn't you, but then it was.
Alright,
come on, why are you being weird to me?
Can I, which role is it to see if he's lying?
Insight.
Yeah. I meant where? Is it just on the main one?
No, it's on your second page.
Skill checks.
Is it not that?
Additional.
No, that's your passive. Skills. No,
just skills. What is additional skills?
Oh. Insight. You have a pretty good insight, plus 4. Got a 14. 14 is not gonna cut it, unfortunately.
I tried.
You did try.
Can I insight?
You can insight for sure. But do it in the form of a question for the sake of story.
So, do you guys have any idea what's going on here?
I don't know. Hey, the green guy said something about, it's carpet spice, right? Mm-hmm. Right, Patriot?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Patriot, what are carpet sprites? This is new information.
Well, how much would I know?
You know that they're very mischievous. They're not necessarily evil.
They're not necessarily evil. They are very mischievous, and they like to fuck things up. And make you question your own. God damn, you know this dude's fucking on his ass, lying out of his ass to you. You don't know about what, but you know he's lying.
Huh. Can I stab him in the hand?
What the fuck? Why would you do that?
You know this guy.
I wouldn't do that, you're right.
It's your buddy.
Yeah, you know him. You just know he's lying to you right now.
About not knowing what's going on?
Right, so you think he knows more than he's letting on.
I don't know what to do in this situation. Hold on.
Hey, Keith, is this yours? And then he hands you a length of rope, and he says, I found it over there on the on that creature's wherever he, where he where he fell.
Yeah, yeah, this is mine.
Thanks. Can I cast a spell magic on Chris?
We need to keep going.
You're gonna cast a spell magic on Chris?
Yeah.
All right. You're not gonna cast it on anybody else?
Well, it didn't do anything else last time, so I don't feel like it makes sense.
Okay.
I'll cast it on Chris.
As soon as you cast a spell magic on Chris, he starts spasming. Everybody else, you see him, he's standing there like, what are you guys looking at? But you see him, his shape kind of deforming and turning like gelatinous and white. It's the same as the other creature did.
I want a sacred.
Would I have any recognize of this, of like this?
That is 100% a sprite.
Recognize?
Sorry, recognition or for prior knowledge of like this being sprite behavior, of this being like this dude is 100% a sprite.
Yes, this is what sprites look like.
Would I have any, like, would I eventually just end up with process of elimination here? Do you think?
Yeah.
With Michael?
Well,
I mean, they're twins.
You wouldn't know specifically that it was Michael, right? Because you don't know if it's any of the others either. Twins. Right, if they're twins, he could be lying about being twins. It could have just been somebody else.
Define the last sprite.
Yeah. So, this guy, he's not going to fight you. He's going to just, like... He's going to laugh and then run off into the carpet.
Does he still have the rope?
No, he gave the rope to Keith.
Right. See, the thing is, I don't know if I want to antagonize him more, because I don't know if that's going to bring more of them. Because otherwise I feel like I want to shoot him in the back as he runs off.
No.
No, you wouldn't? Okay. Alright, I'm going to leave him be, but I'm going to immediately turn to Michael and be like... I'm going to immediately kind of like turn to Michael and just say, hey, where did you and I first meet?
What the fuck was that?
Answer the damn.
What the fuck? Why are you questioning me? Did you not just fucking see that thing?
Yeah.
Answer the question.
Dude, I'm fucking fine now, man. I thought you were a twin brother just a second ago. I'm freaking the fuck out of here.
Answer the question, Michael.
Fuck, man! We met at the fucking thing when you got fired! I was with your boys, fucking Curtis and what was the other one? Fucking, Terrence! Terrence and fucking... God damn it, I forget his name!
Well, it certainly wasn't Curtis.
No, it fucking was! No, Terrence! Terrence and fucking...
You already said that one.
Terrence and Philip, like South Park! Wrong!
Man. Can I start looking for my teeth?
I also start looking for Saren's teeth.
Fucking shoot him in the face when I said bang.
I also start.
Well, that was me, the DM, forgetting the names of your two fucking soldiers. But, it's fucking Bradley. Terrence and Bradley. God damn it. It would have been funnier if it was Terrence and Philip. You're gonna shoot at him. What do you roll to hit?
Like, what is my roll right now? Okay, I'll roll to hit. Can I have advantage from point blank range? Nope. 7.
So I'm just gonna like, I guess I'll fire next to him then.
It goes off near. It goes off near his head, and he goes, "What the fuck was that?" And then the rest of the group, you guys all start freaking out too, because your friend just shot at another one of your friends.
I'm not freaking out. I'm looking for teeth.
Yeah, we're all looking for my teeth.
Yeah, can I help him look for his teeth?
You just got fucking shot at! Are you guys gonna not say anything?
I just met all of you.
Great. You two need to stop fucking shooting at each other.
We do not know him.
Yes, we do. You don't know Keith. You don't know Keith either.
How did I not know Keith?
Because, oh my god, it's... You don't...
I don't trust anybody.
You... Correct. You, Campbell, know that fucking Michael is obviously the fucking thing, but Patriot does not.
Okay. That apart. I'm just kind of pointing the gun between all of them at this point, because I just don't fucking know.
Whoa, we're just looking for some teeth, man.
Gummy, you roll over to Saren, and you look up at him, and then in your mouth is a bunch of teeth, and you make a big gummy smile.
That's what I do. I go, it's...
Thanks, bud. I take the teeth.
Okay, you take the teeth. Patriot, it occurs to you how fucking weird it is that, like, you guys are all, like, toys and stuff. There's... Why is there a fairy with you?
And a piece of gum.
And a piece of gum.
I'd say that gum is a toy.
Okay.
It's definitely not food.
I knew I shouldn't have left the wall. All this is what happens when you leave the wall. This is why so few come back from patrol. Still pointing the gun at everybody, still freaking the fuck out, not knowing what the fuck to do, because he doesn't want to shoot anyone if he doesn't have to.
I'll slap him.
I'm imagining...
We're trying to get the gun from him?
Unarmed strike.
Okay.
Wait, are you going to slap him or take the gun?
I'm going to try to take the gun.
Alright, the strength check. Contested against each other.
Damn it, 13.
Fuck it. 8.
Holy... Wait, did I actually beat you, Jordan?
Yeah.
Can't take a soldier's weapon.
Great. So now you're immediately thinking... You're immediately thinking that Keith is the thing.
No. Keith! What the hell was that?
You fucking shot at Mikey.
I don't know which one of you is... If any of you are real.
And then, Gummy, I'm gonna use your character for a second. Is that cool?
My character? Or use my stats?
No, I'm gonna use your guy.
No.
Okay.
Unless I have to roll for it.
Unless what?
Unless I have to roll for you using my guy. You stealing me.
I was gonna steal your telekinetic ability.
No.
Okay. Okay, I had a funny one.
Can't do it.
So, you are, everybody's on edge, Keith and, Patriot especially. Saren, you're kind of content now that you have your teeth, you're still fucking real confused, you're even starting to question Gummy at this point.
Who is questioning Gummy?
You. I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Gummy, what are you making of all of this? Because all of your friends, your new friends, are fighting each other, and you don't know why.
He just thinks everything is a misunderstanding, and it will all. What?
He's not at all.
Oh, you will all go back to normal in the morning.
Okay.
You said it will all and then cut
let's
off.
Let's just keep going.
Right. So you're gonna continue through this forest. I imagine that's probably a good idea to stop whatever's happening, to get out of the place.
We'll take Michael though.
Okay. Well, obviously you'd take Michael. He's part of your crew.
Two walking at the back of the group, so no one can like get from behind. No one can get up behind me.
Shoot us all in the back. Maybe hey. You're the sprite.
Me, the DM.
Oh. Yeah, you.
Oh. I'm the sprite, guys.
No shit, you're the sprite. You play everyone that isn't us.
Fuck you. So you finally make it out of the carpet woods, and a great distance of that. So you're out of it. You're closer to the door. It's about a 30-minute walk now to the door, and the sun is starting to come up. You're seeing light kind of peek in through the window, so you don't need the matches anymore.
Are we near anything like the desk or anything? What would we be near? Like any structures?
So right now you see in the distance a patrol, one of your patrol vehicles. So it is, you're trying to, I guess, steer clear of that a little bit.
Okay. Would I have like any idea of what time Big Man on the Bed gets up?
So it is now sun.
Sure, we plotted it out at some point, like we've mapped his movements or something.
So based on your clues of like the sun starting to rise right now and everything else, you have about an hour, so you can get to the door with about another 30 minutes to spare.
Oh yeah, we get much further than that.
Right.
I'm probably just gonna hold off for right now because I'm still not because I still don't trust anybody. But I'm going to be very nervous about it, and I'm probably just going to try and keep more, you know, like I said, hang back from everybody and try and hide from the patrol as well.
Right. It is then that you notice the bayonet is back on your gun, just suddenly. Saren, what else? What other items do you have?
My clothes.
Yeah, that's fair. Saren travels light. Gummy.
Everything's in Gummy.
Gummy, your glasses are gone.
What?
Yep.
Okay, Gummy is angry now.
Yeah, man. Dolly P, your hairpiece has been swapped out. You now have a black bob.
What the heck? Like, my hair is just different?
Yeah.
Did it just now change?
Well, wears a wig?
No, they swap out pieces like their clothes.
They don't?
Yeah, they do now. I don't care.
Else, that is so absurd. Fuck, I guess I got a dye job in my sleep. Anyone want to fess up?
We haven't. Who took my glasses?
We haven't slept. When did this happen?
So I established earlier it just happens when you blink. Like, shit changes.
I don't blink!
Keith, you close your eyes faintly. You're prized, do you wear boxing gloves or are you just straight fist in it?
No, I just straight fist in it.
Alright, where's my cellular device? Thank you.
Over there.
You got
it. How's the telephone?
What? I said my cellular device.
Yeah, I know, but I heard a T come out before you said cellular device.
Hey, motherfucker. I was going to, but then I didn't. Alright. Hold on 1 second. I apologize. Alright, Patriot, your scale mail armor, gone. Your hammer, one of your rations, gone. I don't know,
well,
but
it doesn't come off, and it's fucking black now.
Yeah, it does.
Poly Pockets do not.
Okay, well, these are fucking not real Poly Pockets.
They're off-brand.
They're off-brand. You're an off-brand. You were adopted.
They were purchased off of Temu.
Temu Pocket. All right. Saren, let's. Da da da.
Yeah.
What he said.
Alright. Saren, your rope is gone also. It's been.
I had one?
You did.
Okay. Good to know.
Alright. But yeah, all of your shit's rearranged, and then Michael says, "What the fuck, guys? Where's my funny hat? You guys know. The one that I'm known for?"
Funny hat. I'm too mad.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know. I don't know about anybody's funny hat. I'm just not trusting anybody, so I don't fucking know what to say here.
Great. You guys can't stop blinking unless you're like actively trying to not do that, which I don't think you are. So once you blink again, everybody's accessories and clothes are all switched around.
Okay, switched around how?
Who's wearing what?
So, Saren
wear clothes.
Yeah, which means that one person is just nude now.
Yeah.
Who?
Well, Patriot doesn't either. I assume.
My clothes are just naked.
Except for my poncho and hat and armor.
Wait, Gummy. So only me and Dolly P have clothes. Mm-hmm. I want this to be known.
Yeah. Yeah, he has. Patriot has accessories on right now to hide his identity.
Still there?
Who's naked?
So, Michael has your beard now.
Michael has your beard.
I still have my gun, yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, who has what now? Yeah, I'm confused beard. what I have.
It's not really important. Everybody's just stuff is swapped right now.
My things. I want them back.
Okay. Saren has your things.
Your things for
they
my
don't
thing.
Really fit me.
Yeah, they might be a little small.
Wearing.
You're wearing Dolly's old hair, the blonde hair.
How does it look on me?
That's pretty damn good, I'd say.
as much as I like this. It doesn't.
Bunch of thieves? What is going on here?
I am an officer of the law. I do not steal.
You're not anymore.
Yeah, you don't think I notice I point to the, like, missing piece on myself?
Well, you're the one that said it, bud.
Right. Yeah. You blink again, and everything's, like, right back in its place, and Michael says, oh, my buddy, what?
Thanks for saying that, Michael.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, Michael, I'm glad you're happy.
Alright, guys.
I'm the only one with a hat. I'm the only one with a hat here.
No, you see Michael's beautiful, funny hat. It's very funny. It's
a pretty funny hat. Like, look at that hat. It's funny.
Yeah, okay, I'll admit, it's a little funny.
I'm even Gunny likes Michael's it. Funny hat right off of his head.
What is funny about Michael's hat?
It's so funny.
It has a spell on it that makes you laugh if you look at it.
Mm. I'm stealing his hat. I want to steal. I'm grabbing. His hat is now mine. I grabbed his hat.
Strength check.
Rank check to grab the hat?
Yes.
Well, that's fucked up.
That could actually be a really good magic item if we have
one. One.
No,
one.
You don't. Your hands slip off of his slippery plastic because he's a Lego guy.
I'm going to punch Michael in the face.
No, you're not going to do that.
I'm not going to punch Michael in the face.
I'm going to punch Michael in the face.
What the fuck? Why does everybody fucking hate Michael?
Because we want the hat.
Dude, it's very funny.
No one wanted to have a hat.
It's very
funny. It's so funny.
Have you seen
the hat?
Oh, you blink again, and Keith is now wearing the funny hat.
Fuck yeah.
Where's my glasses, dude?
No, I my glasses? The glasses were back on you when everything went back to normal.
Okay.
Oh, but they're upside down.
Fix it.
Saren, fix my glasses!
Okay.
Thank you.
Alright.
They're bifocals.
Alright. Michael says, yo, give me my hat back, you dick!
Shut the fuck up, Michael.
Yeah, Finders keepers.
Really, oh, you guys!
I'm gonna kill Michael.
Okay.
Wait, guys, that patrol car's getting closer. We should probably get to the door.
We'll figure out why they're being so silly right now.
Is the patrol car actually getting closer?
Yeah. He's not bullshitting.
I catapult the patrol car.
I would think it would weigh more than is allowed, probably, because it's probably like a G.I. Joe car.
It is, yeah. Like a smaller version, of course. Actually, G.I. Joe figures would probably be in scale.
Yeah. It's like one of the, like a Jeep.
Yeah.
I don't determine that Michael is the
Well, why imposter. You don't have any reason to assume he is one. You don't have any reason to assume there is any left, actually, because you're out of the woods now.
Okay, I guess Michael.
How about we steal the patrol car? Let's kill those people and take their car. I don't
recommend this course of action.
Why not? Our
travel time by so much.
Michael, guys, I think that's a great idea.
Do it.
I'm absolutely not. That is a horrible, horrible idea.
Why? Explain why, bud.
Why is it a bad idea?
Wait. Let's hear him out.
I don't trust anyone, so I'm just.
All right. Well, he has nothing.
A bad idea
because you're dealing with because A, they will want if they have found out you are gone by now, they will want to bring you back, and B.
Oh,
two. The mechanics. It's also illegal as hell to be outside of the wall.
So we kill them.
No witnesses.
Wouldn't these be highly trained soldiers? Probably more that went out. Probably more highly trained that went outside the wall.
I'm going to say it would be the opposite, really, because you're going to want more disposable guys, right?
Like I said, I was probably when I went out. Probably I was still a grunt. I was the new guy.
Yeah.
There's four of them. There's four seats to the car, so. Passenger, driver, and then the two back seats. So there's four of them and five of you.
I want to put my...
Gummy could go... They could drive over Gummy and you'd stick up to the top of it.
say, what, it's probably not a roof to it. It's probably a like a dune buggy or something. Something not a roof.
Hey, Gummy can stick to the door. Gummy can stick.
Gummy can stick.
Gummy can stick.
One thing about Gummy, a pumpkin squishy.
I want to signal them down.
I'm probably gonna try and stay away. I might.
You have alter self or something, don't you?
I also have invisibility.
Oh. Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I think I'll cast that on myself just to see how this plays out, and just to see if we can figure out, just to see if I can watch, so I can watch everybody and see what's going on. So I cast invisibility.
All right, Sarah, you said you're gonna flag down the Jeep.
Yeah.
So I can have a better view of everything.
Yeah.
So what is your course of action? Are you just gonna play like an outsider that stumbled into the room? Are you gonna play like somebody that escaped the toy box? What are you doing?
Well, are they what's happened to these people? Are they outside the Jeep?
No, they're driving up to you in it right now. And they look
wait for them to...
Okay.
I'm gonna wait for them to get here first.
They roll up in front of you, and they say, "What in God's name are you doing out of the toy box?"
Are they, like, right next to me?
Yes.
So, like, it's four people?
Yes.
In the four-seater Jeep? So
yeah, the passenger is talking to you.
And then there's another person?
Yes.
I would like to catapult this person into the other person.
What the fuck?
I said I wanted to kill them.
Okay,
I want this Jeep.
Yeah, that's fair.
Saren cares more about convenience than
morality.
Yeah,
I feel like they should have to make like a saving throw or something.
Yeah, that it's a dex. No, the person I cast it on doesn't do anything, but the other person casts a dex save. But can they even move?
What do you mean? Can they even move?
It's a dex check, so it's them dodging out of the way. But
they
can't really.
I'm gonna say they have disadvantage because they're in chairs.
Okay, then you make a dex save 15. Okay,
yeah. Hold on. All right. I'm gonna use Saren. I'm gonna use you to roll, I guess.
Okay. That doesn't make me feel good because I have a high dex.
Okay. Never mind. I lied. 6. And then I don't need this advantage. Should I roll this advantage? Because you can't get worse than a 6, really.
You can definitely. Actually, no, you can't get worse, really. That
okay.
Many. Yeah, it's fine.
All right, I'm gonna fuck it. I'm doing it again.
11 damage.
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to see if I can make this for everybody to see it.
I can see it. I think. Did you roll on Gummy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
That was a 5.
Alright, so I got a 6 and then a 5.
Alright.
Okay, yes, so what happens?
11, I launched the person closer to me into their buddy.
Okay.
For 11 damage each.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so they smack their skulls together. The other two they get out and they're like holding guns ready, like steadied at you. The rest of the party, no, they're like, what the fuck? Why did you just do that? They're not like immediately going to murder you.
I just completely fucked the morality of my character with that one action. I don't know how to feel about it.
Yeah. I mean, your character didn't really have morality to begin with. None of them do, I've noticed.
My character.
Gummy's a crackhead.
Makani definitely had morality.
Yeah. I'd say Makani is the best of them so far.
Too bad she's fucking dead.
We didn't really get to see much of what's his name.
Is it my turn?
So the rest of you guys, you're not gone. You're with Saren. Besides Patriot.
What's the scene at the moment with their skulls knocked together?
I'm gonna say not conscious. The other two are holding rifles at you guys.
Do I have to roll initiative to try to punch them?
Yeah, are we in combat?
Not yet.
That was just a prank.
That was just a silly little prank, guys.
I'm standing here watching this. Can I check to see if I see any abnormal behavior from the group?
Michael looks fucking scared. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on. His best friend is like attacking people now.
Hmm.
Excuse me. We need this car.
What the fuck? Dude, you're like an asshole. What the fuck?
I didn't do a thing. What are you talking about?
Army man.
I didn't do anything.
And then Michael says, guys, they kidnapped me. They took me out of the toy box. Please help. Please.
Oh, what the fuck?
I'm going to catapult Michael.
Fucking Michael.
And then...
make a surprise attack.
And now we're throwing him, man.
And then one of the soldiers says, get behind me. Are you a catapult? What does it look like when you catapult something?
I fucking gravity gun.
Okay.
I wasn't being serious. I don't think Saren has the reaction time for that one.
Okay. So, where are you catapulting Michael into the other two guys?
Oh, I guess.
Okay. So you knock he knocks them over. They're both knocked prone. And then roll initiative.
All of them take 7 damage. I got a 24 nat 20 initiative.
Jesus Christ, these rolls, Duke.
I know it's supposed to be. Is it this one or this one?
It's the first one. Here. That one's a button.
Sorry, I just can't read it. 21.
Holy shit, these rolls, guys. Alright, 24, 21.
Am I rolling for someone?
What's initiative.
Yeah, make your roll, and roll your surprise attack.
16.
19.
Alright, that's pretty good. God, jeez, this rolls are good.
Campbell?
What am I doing?
How is your surprise attack working?
Oh, don't I just, like, I'm outside of initiative. Do I get advantage since it's a surprise attack, or... Jordan, how does surprise attacks work? Advantage, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess I'm gonna move around.
Wait, what'd you get, fucking pussy you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm outside of combat still.
Oh, okay, if you think so.
Gavin, aren't I outside of combat?
Yes.
What did the other people roll?
I'm gonna do that now.
13.
Alright, hold on.
13 to hit.
Wait, hold on. Everyone. Alright, 17. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You guys can see my rolls now. Thank God. No, okay. Leo. That's his full name.
I assume that's what you named him after.
No, I don't know what he's named after. Okay, he's just Leo. Alright, so, they, what did they get? 17? What's the initiative order?
Me, her, him, you, and then him.
First, actually.
With a surprise attack, wouldn't he go first in initiative?
Well, he's not in combat right now, he can go whenever he wants.
He's not in combat right now, so I guess go now?
Or later.
Yeah, or do you want to save your attack?
I already made my rolls. Can I save it?
Yeah.
Alright, then I'll probably save it to see what else happens. If we'll see how I feel about it in the end. Plus I also have would Scrappy also get a surprise attack? I would assume he would be hiding in the brushes with me.
Yeah.
He's not that big. He's smaller than us.
Yeah.
He's about the size of like an average like larger dog.
Yeah.
And if we scaled ourselves up, he would be the size of like, what would you say, a pit bull?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Could be a Rottweiler. Probably a Rottweiler.
Okay. It's not important.
Oh, yeah, I guess I'll just hold off and wait until I see what else happens and jump in.
First in initiative would be you, Saren.
Yes, that would be true, but I used my initiative to start the initiative.
God damn it.
It is her.
Who is her?
Me.
Polly.
The only woman.
Fuck. Okay. So you threw him... They're just on the ground?
Yes.
Okay. I think I put my weapon in wrong. Because I kind of wanted it to be like a sewing needle, but it's in as a dagger, so I'm not really sure how that works.
Probably... Would you say a
spear, kind of? Because
it'd be a spear.
I was thinking more like a what's it called? A rapier.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. That would be good. That would make more sense scale wise.
And also with like noble hearts.
I'll figure it out. I'll fix it for you.
I don't really want to kill them because that just. I don't know. They were. They're just.
It's a D&D.
Yeah, you don't have to kill them. That's not how combat works.
Kind of just beat him up.
Are the two people in the car dead? Did I murder those people?
No, they're unconscious.
Okay.
Because you knocked them out.
That's my intention.
So they're laying on their backs, and then Michael is laid horizontally over top of both of them.
Shoot, I didn't expect to go first.
No.
But he's prone.
They're all prone, all three.
How far away from them am I?
Like 7 feet. Seven feet.
Like in people feet or
God damn it. I toy feet.
We've
talked about this.
Okay, 7 feet. That's kind of far. How
7 feet is like this room.
That's not. Okay, I guess that's close. Okay. Can I just, like, use my rope to try and tie one of them up? Because I just want to take their car.
Yeah, I guess.
I just want the car.
Are you going to try and tie all three of them up?
Yeah, I can put all their hands together.
Okay.
Jesus.
What role would this be? Sleight of hand?
What did she try and do?
She's going to try and tie them up.
They're
not standing. They're unconscious in the car.
I think.
Laying on the
ground.
Under Michael.
Yes.
Everybody's in the car.
No.
No. What the fuck are you talking about? There were four dudes in the car.
Yeah. Two of them heads together, right?
Yes.
Cold. Out cold. Michael on top of them.
No.
Michael's not in the car.
Michael's not in the car.
I didn't fucking. I didn't shove him into the car with my magic. He just runs past me, I push him, and he goes inside the window.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. Sorry.
Okay, you're gonna try and tie them all up. What fucking roll? Sleight of hand?
I think it would be survival.
Survival makes sense, because you're dealing with ropes.
And stuff.
Skills, go to skills.
All the way at the bottom.
All the way at the bottom, yeah. Survival.
There's two, that look like it.
That's stealth. Right there.
Okay, I'm sorry, this is a lot of... I can't see, it. I'm sorry, I'm trying
okay,
my best.
Okay. 11, nope.
Trip, I...
You want to end your turn?
I
still have a bonus action.
I have a bonus action? Okay, so what was my failure? Did I not get to them fast enough? Did I just fumble the rope?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the one that paints the artistic story-wise.
All right. I guess since I fucked up, I tripped on the way over there, dropped the rope. They're starting to regain consciousness.
They're not unconscious!
No, they're trying to get their bearings.
Okay, they're trying to stand up, yes.
They're trying to,
So Michael stands up, so he's no longer prone. The two soldiers are.
I wouldn't have to wait till his turn, though?
No.
An action where I can just throw a nearby object at them.
What the fuck? As a bonus action?
I guess an item interaction, maybe?
Oh yeah, would that be my bonus action?
Well, you've used your movement and your bonus action. I guess. Okay.
Oh, so yeah, my turn's over.
You still have
another. Action. I see. God, my first is so stressful.
Sorry.
Are there any items? Like, what's next to me as I've tripped and dropped the rope, I guess?
Car.
A rock.
Can I throw the rock at him?
Yeah.
I don't have much strength.
Unarmed strike, right? For rock.
Mm-hmm.
Improvised weapon.
Improvised weapon, but it's a strength modifier. And I don't know, 1d4 probably.
1d4.
Plus what? Or just a flat one?
Plus your strength mod, you said?
That's for a to hit.
Oh, yeah.
So just 1d4? No, I don't know.
D20.
You just throw your rocket at somebody.
D20, yeah.
Strength check.
So skills.
No, just.
Or no. Front page. So, yeah, your abilities.
Strength
plus zero, because Dolly's a Dolly.
She's got plastic baby arms.
Jesus Christ. 3.
Do I use my one good roll?
Which is weird, because you have a plus 4 to unarmed strike. But whatever. Alright, you throw it, and it curves back, and it hits you. I don't know how. You don't take any damage, but you know it hurts.
Okay, my ego.
Your turn's over. Who's next? Who is next in the initiative?
Oh.
Who is next? Eric.
All right. I think that I am.
Why is it silent? Why is it quiet?
What?
No music.
Oh yeah, I think it's been gone for a while.
I think I'm just not gonna do anything because I'm really fucking confused. Why are we trying to kill these green people? Who knows?
We want their car.
We want their car.
Saren's the only one I think.
You don't need to kill them. Right, you can just uncover.
Yeah, Saren's the only one trying to actually murder them.
Can I do non-lethal attack and Eldritch Blast?
Yes.
Cool.
You can just non-lethal attacks like that?
I don't know. It's something that's in Baldur's Gate.
Okay. No, you can try not to kill them. Like,
yeah,
that's just something.
I want to try and attack them to make them unconscious, not murder. Okay.
So I think.
Oh, first roll is a big terrible. It's not going to hit. It's a 9.
It is a big terrible.
Okay, next. Okay, next one's a 9.
No.
Awesome.
You hit Dolly again. It's weird. Her ego is so injured right now.
Box filled with hockey cards sells for more than 3.7 million at auction. Still
prone. The toy soldiers look over at you, Keith, and they're like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
I don't know. Windows really wanted me to see that.
Can we have the music back, please? I want
the guy's glaring at you.
Guys, please, I want the music. Please.
Fuck you.
Please.
Slash music. Do it.
Slash music.
Do it.
Make it happen.
Forest. Sounds of. This is like a.
Whatever. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. It would. Anyway, the soldiers are, like, seeing you try to attack them, and they're like, "What the fuck, guys? Can we just be chill? Like, what do you fucking want?"
Your car. We want your car.
Fuck, dude, will you fucking leave us alone?
We want your car.
It's literally our first fucking day! God, Jesus Christ!
Well, then you won't get in trouble for losing a car.
It's their first day?
It is their first fucking day.
So they have no clue about me. Alright, I'm gonna dispel invisibility and walk on up.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah. You two! Grunts!
Sir, yes, sir?
That's right. Was it Sergeant? Sergeant Patriot, at attention, now!
They like fumble over each other trying to stand up and get and stand at attention.
Alright.
I go around behind the car and I turn.
What?
Pink army guy?
Mm-hmm.
One more time.
I turn into the pink army guy.
Yeah.
I go around behind the car, and I come back, and I'm pink army guy.
Performance check, yeah.
So glad to see pink army guy again.
Yeah, me too.
I have no idea who this is.
Eric, I'm gonna give you advantage on the on your performance roll because
thank
you.
God, because I got a 2.
Oh fuck! You've done it before, so you know the
yeah,
shape.
20.
Yes. Oh! All right. You come back from behind the jeep, and the soldiers are looking real confused. Patriots looking pissed, and they say, "Sir, what fucking rank is that? What do we do?"
Pink.
I turn around. I just walk off into the back. Just walk off and just go and sit with my arms crossed, just with Scrappy next to me, just fucking annoyed that I can't do anything and I can't. I'm just like lost. I'm just fucking pissed and depressed at the moment, so I'm just gonna go sit over there and fucking stare daggers at Michael.
Why Michael? What the fuck did he do?
I'm staring daggers at everybody because I'm having a bad
goddamn
day.
Goddamn Michael.
He's all under the bus. What do you mean, what did he do? That guy's a fucking dick.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No. Okay.
I was standing away from everybody. I saw that shit.
Alright. Summer!
Obviously, this was a
test.
And you failed!
Fuck! What are we doing, sir? It's our first day, sir!
Your execution.
Yeah, you failed. You're supposed to resist being catapulted into each other.
Sir, it's our first day. What do we do?
You don't do that. Just go back and leave your car. You have to.
Well, we have to walk back.
You have to walk back. That's your punishment.
Oh fuck!
I just shout from where I'm sitting. Take the man and that tried to get. Take that man with you, and I point at Michael.
No. What?
Michael betrayed us. Michael betrayed us.
Under the bus. I knew I didn't trust him for a reason.
It's then you notice that, Gummy, what are some things that you have in you?
Everything you could ever imagine.
You see some of your things kind of like drop out of Michael's pocket before he scrambles to pick it back up real fast.
Blast. What?
Don't blast.
Are you Gummy fucking Gummy?
Eric, you keep peeking your mic.
No, we have to leave. We're never gonna get
Gummy.
This
Gummy?
We're gonna blast. Get the car, alright?
You Gummy blast Michael. And the other two, what are you telling the other two soldiers
21.
To do? Fuck, that hits. Hit. Yeah.
That's the first one. For 7 damage, and then I go again.
He's a
19.
Thief.
Alright.
19 for 5 damage. So that's 12 damage to Michael.
Can I kick him?
I go boom boom with both my arms. And shoot two blasts out.
Michael, once you hit him, he turns like sort of viscousy and white, like the sprites that you saw in the woods. And he says, oh jeez, guys, help! What's happening to me? What Gummy, what'd you do?
I walk like over stab. And I just gloop up the rest of my stuff, and then I just let Saren do whatever the fuck Saren wants to do.
I'm gonna stab him in the shoe.
In the shoe? In his little feet?
Yeah.
Does he have feet?
Oh my god!
Can I firebolt him?
Well, I guess! Fuck, man!
14.
No.
Doesn't hit.
I'm gonna stab him in the other shoe.
God! Jesus Christ! Oh, no.
Wait, hold on. The damage. I do 8 damage and then 5 damage.
Alright. He's like laying in a puddle of blood. His eyes swollen and purple. He says, my funny hat! Please! Keith, give me my funny hat. I want it.
That was such a weird way to say
it. I want it.
Get it out. Give me my hat. I want it.
Give him his hat.
Don't give him his hat. He's a
spy. He was stealing our shit.
He's an agent of chaos.
You can take it back after he's dead. He's dying.
You want me to give him my hat?
No, Keith has the hat.
he doesn't.
The funny hat?
Yeah, he does. Funny hat. He's funny hat.
Please, Keith. Keith, I've known you. Keith, I've known you since we.
Oh, Jordan's not here. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. For the casual listener, our player Jordan, who plays the character of Keith, is away from keyboard at the moment. Please enjoy some soothing nature sounds. No.
That would get us murdered.
All right.
Can I get these people out of the car?
Second. Yes. They're unconscious, so you just kind of like toss them out. Sergeant Gummy, what fucking rank even is Pink?
Too much.
You're the fucking commander in chief.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Fake.
That's me.
No. He's a 5-star general. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm better than everything. Elevator ever.
In this world, they do, and it's Gummy.
Is he the only one?
He's the only one.
These days, Gummy.
I'm the only one, and I'm the best. And I'm the strongest, too.
Sir, what are we meant to do with our unconscious comrades?
Drag him out!
Fuck, sir!
I don't care.
Language, bro. What the fuck are you doing?
Fucking Patriot stands up, walks over to him. General, I'll handle this. You go and this is beneath you, sir.
Those two out of the fucking car.
They are currently out of the car.
They're out of the car.
Okay,
I get in the driver's seat.
Okay. Everybody else gets in the car? Are you taking Michael's...
Grab Keith. We're taking our stuff back from Michael, by the way.
Michael only had some of Gummy's things.
Okay.
Yeah, and I already took those back.
I'll grab Keith and I'll go in the back seat.
Alright.
Men. Yeah, sir, yes, sir!
Try and take care of it. It's about, what, an hour's walk?
30 minutes? Walk back to the wall?
Yeah.
Do not tell them the sprites got the car. Drag the dead one back with you. Who did show it, so you're not questioned by authorities, trust me, and do not tell them about anything else. Do you understand me?
Sir!
Secret mission.
Sir, yes, sir, but if it's secret, why weren't we told about it? Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
But what does the military come to? He walks away and just gets in the back.
And it is then Keith, or not Keith, that, Patriot, your watch starts to beep. And you do.
Okay.
And you know that means, in horror, as you hear your watch beeping, you look up to the bed, and you see the human begin to rise. And that's where we're going to end today's episode.
Thank God, I gotta go.
We're gonna need a bigger car.
I thought today was pretty good, actually. It was really fun for me. I hope you guys liked it, too.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.